Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, I have Lieutenant Commander Yvette Pinder, Action Officer for the Real Warriors Campaign, the Defense Department's public awareness initiative to reduce the stigma surrounding psychological health in the military. So thank you very much for joining me today, Lieutenant Commander. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now tell us, what is the Real Warriors Campaign all about?
The Real Warriors Campaign is the Defense Department's stigma reduction campaign. It's really focused around mental health. We're also looking to increase help seeking for mental health concerns.
And what are some of the topics that Real Warriors Campaign covers?
We cover really the gamut of mental health concerns, not just suicide. We talk about anger, sleep, even around, you know, transitioning. So you're moving from one installation to the next installation. And the reason for that is we realize that just even stress can come from various sources. And stress and mental health concerns can kind of come out in various ways. So some folks may be experiencing anger when they don't normally do, or they may be having sleep concerns. We try to really cover all the different sources that service members have reported.
And now there's been a lot of research that has been done on this topic. What is the key takeaway from your research?
The key takeaway from a lot of our activities, a lot of it's based on, you know, just interacting with service members and speaking to them. A lot of it is based on sort of what we hear back from the website. But service members in general, they really actually want to know and understand more about mental health. And they want to understand more, where do they go for help? What are the resources that they can access? And so realwarriors.net provides kind of that one-stop shopping.
I know that mental health has been a hot topic recently, but why did you feel the need to start this Real Warriors campaign?
So back in 2009, Congress and the military really took notice that there were some mental health concerns, and somewhere along the way, service members fully understand what it is that they have, how do I get into care? Where do I go for care? So the Real Warriors campaign was really set up to provide that one-stop shopping for them, including the Psychological Health Resource Center, which is, you know, a phone number you can call. And that number is 866-966-1020. And when you call up there, they can link you to the resource. If you're not sure how you're feeling, you can just simply tell them how you're feeling. And then also at realwarriors.net, there's a live chat. And again, that links you right to the Psychological Health Resource Center.
Great. Now, what are some of the warning signs of common psychological health concerns?
So some of the warning signs, there's a variety, right? And we talked about anger a little bit. We talked about sleep concerns. But what we try to do at realwarriors.net is streamline the messaging to say, you know, if you're really just not feeling yourself, or if you notice that your spouse or your daughter or your friend, they're really not themselves, that's the opportunity to reach out and just talk to someone.
And what can we do to help a family member, a friend, or even a fellow warrior?
So some of the things you can do are go to realwarriors.net. We have resources specific to family members, you know, how to start the conversation. The articles that we have there actually put into words how either the family member is noticing or how the service member feels. And then the other piece that's good about realwarriors.net is you have personal stories. So service members can see other service members talking about their mental health concerns. They talk about how they sought treatment and they were able to reintegrate back into their family or even into their unit or into the mission.
And what are some of the resources that, some other resources that we can turn to for more information?
So for more information, you can also, if you really are having, you're really feeling like you're not yourself, we do ask that folks also reach out to the military crisis line. So that number is 1-800-273-8255. And again, all this information is at realwarriors.net. So we've got sort of the gamut of pieces, trying to meet the service members wherever they may be in terms of their information seeking or even their help seeking.
And what are some of the tools available on realwarriors.net?
Some of the tools there are you can request materials. So while you can electronically access the materials, some folks say, hey, I really want to take something with me and show it to my unit. I want to take something and show it to my friend, to my spouse. The other tools are Seek Care. So that Seek Care button takes you to a screen. You can say, hey, I'm a family member. I need to know what resources are available to me as a family member. I'm a veteran, reservist. And those are some of the tools that RealWarriors.net offers.
Now, as we start to wrap things up, in a few words, how important is this program and how effective has it been in reducing the stigma surrounding psychological health?
So the program, it's been around since 2009. And since that time, we went from, we were new and folks were kind of saying, I'm not really sure, about engaging in these topics. I'm not really sure, to here it is, 2019, been around for 10 years. And we're getting, we get requests, hey, please come out and speak to our installation. We've gone overseas to military installations and we're able to deliver it face-to-face. And those face-to-face requests and our face-to-face visits have increased tremendously. And that allows us to take all these resources from RealWarriors.net and physically hand it and speak to folks about mental health concerns.
Okay, before we close, give us that web address and the phone numbers again, if you would.
Sure. So the website is realwarriors.net, and you can reach out if you just need general resources, if you want to talk to somebody, and reach out to the Psychological Health Resource Center, 866-966-1020. And if you're really feeling as though things are a little bit further along and you're really, really not feeling yourself, you can certainly reach out to the Military Crisis Line. They also will link you to resources. That phone number is 1-800-273-8255.
Lieutenant Commander Yvette Pinder, Action Officer for the Real Warriors Campaign, and we've been talking about how the Department of Defense has been helping to reduce the stigma surrounding psychological and mental health in the military. So thank you very much once again for joining me today, Lieutenant Commander. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.